Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. And this evening we'll be in conversation with composer and pianist Dan Carlsberg. We'll be talking about his new release, The Natty Six. And you know, when music lovers think of jazz, places like New York, Chicago, New Orleans, and Kansas City most likely come to mind. But pianist and composer Dan Carlsberg points out that many artists who made these cities famous came from the Midwest, including Cincinnati. To that end, Carlsberg pays tribute to his hometown jazz heritage with his new album, The Natty Six. Carlsberg himself is a graduate of the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music and now teaches there, as well as at the acclaimed Blue Lake Fine Arts Camp in Michigan. And Dan is a lifelong resident of Cincinnati and has spent years performing with the area's top jazz musicians. There are 10 tracks on The Natty Six, and we're going to be discussing some of these compositions throughout this interview. And when asked about this record, Dan has commented, it's kind of like Vince Guaraldi and Cecil Taylor meet Mozart. And with that, welcome to Dan Carlsberg.
Hi, Ron.
So when I greeted you in the lobby, I said I heard you about 2 years ago down at the Blue Wisp with T on drums, Steve Flora on bass, J.D. Allen tenor sax, and yourself at the piano, and that the top of my head came off. I mean, that music was as strong as anything I've ever heard anywhere played by anybody. It can be as good as anywhere.
Yeah, I try to find musicians that have that kind of energy. Yeah, that was actually a really great night.
We really get to see another side of your creativity on The Natty Six, particularly in regard to your arranging abilities and, of course, some original compositions. Let's start with Tchaikovsky 1, Tchaikovsky 2, O Susanna, and Pavon of Sleeping Beauty, those compositions that feature your arrangements.
Sure, absolutely. They're all very different the way I thought about them or came to them. We'll start with Tchaikovsky 1 and 2. You know, I've been checking out classical music. That's been my obsession for the past 7 years or so. One of the areas it brought me to are the Russian Romantic period, which I really like a lot. Tchaikovsky's interesting. His melodies are amazing. But this is from his first string quartet, and it's the opening theme. I listened to it. I found a recording. I would listen to it all the time. One day I was sitting at a piano, and it was actually at DeFelice in Covington, and just before the gig, I just had the melody sitting in my head, and I just started trying to play it on the piano, and I'm like, wait a minute, this would be really cool to do in a jazz context. So I did it in two different contexts on this recording, one in a quartet with piano, bass, alto, and trumpet. Actually, I think Kim plays flugelhorn on that track. My idea was to do it in kind of like an Ornette Coleman-ish style, and it sort of is, but also sort of isn't. And then I also decided I wanted to do it even looser, and so I did a version with just Art Gore and myself, so drums and piano. We had complete freedom. I didn't have to keep to any form or any structure, and those pieces were more open than some of the other arrangements, actually.
Right. And it's probably good to mention that the core group on Natty Six, aside from yourself at the piano, is bassist Jim Anderson, drummer Art Gore, trumpeter Kim Pencil, saxophonist Brent Gallagher, and trombonist Mark Fields. And I think you used all those guys on O Susanna, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole group. Years ago, one of my students was learning O Susanna on the piano, and it just hit me like it's such an amazing song. You just basically have two chords, the two most basic chords in a song, And then when you get to the bridge or the chorus, if you might want to think about it that way, it moves to a third chord for the first time. And it sounds so amazing when it moves to this chord. It just sounds so refreshing. And that's just three chords in a song. That's pretty simple, but he made those three chords sound amazing, along with a great melody. So with this arrangement, I've made other arrangements of this song. With this one, I reharmonized it. So I based it off of completely different chords. So one of the things I loved about it, actually, I took away. But I kind of put it in a more modern context. So I only used two chords, but two slightly weird chords.
And then you've done a rendition based on Ravel's Pavane.
Yeah, that's another classical piece that I played on piano that it's just beautiful. All of Ravel's music is beautiful.
Yes.
I was sitting in a room with my friend, Steve Whipple, who's a great bass player, and he just started playing the melody on the piano. A similar thing. If I hear these songs somewhere in a slightly different context or hits me somehow, I think, oh, wow, I can just, let's play this as a jazz tune, be a perfect tune. I think it's a beautiful piece.
And there are some tunes on the Natty Six recording that are dedicated to people who have passed away, friends of yours?
Yes. The first track on the album, I think it's just titled Ballad Number 2. That one I've dedicated to my grandparents.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
And at this point, they're all gone. And I just think their generation is an amazing generation all around. Both my grandfathers fought in World War II. My grandmothers worked. And it's just an amazing generation.
I would agree.
And so I wanted to dedicate that piece to them. I also have a good friend of mine that I grew up with that I kind of lost some touch with as I got older. His name's Roger Shands. We went to grade school and high school together, and we played community basketball, and we were in the jazz band together. He played bari sax and guitar, and we were in the symphonic band. Anyway, sure. He passed away, and I think about him a lot, even though I hadn't seen him for several years.
I tell you, the thing that really stands out to me a lot on this recording, Dan, is a lot of it is through composed. I mean, a lot of this is all written out, and we play it as an ensemble.
Yeah, there's a lot of writing, but there's also a lot of open sections for musicians to be creative. I kind of have two extremes in how I want music to be. I've been a composer since I started playing the piano when I was like 5. I've just wanted to write and create. But I also love being in the moment and creating spontaneously with other people. That's like the best thing. So those two worlds are sometimes really hard to unite, because if I write, then it can take away the opportunity for other musicians to add their ideas. So one of the ways I did it on this album was I kind of mixed in written material and improvised material for the group, and it kind of feeds in and out of both things, creating a slightly different protocol to the way jazz musicians normally would approach a song.
Right, and you can hear that in the sound of the music. And fortunately, the people that you're playing with are superior musicians and are able to read and improvise.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yes, they are. Well, Dan, I want to thank you so much for coming in tonight and hanging out with us on Around Cincinnati. Dan Carlsberg and the Natty Six will be playing August 6th in Eden Park at Season Good Pavilion as part of the Commonly Jazz series. For more information about Dan Carlsberg and the Natty Six, you can visit us at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.